I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, where police are now using some of the world's most expensive sports cars. The cars are spoils of seized assets in a crackdown on organized crime. The crackdown is part of Ankara's efforts to escape international scrutiny over money laundering as it seeks global investment. Istanbul traffic police now boast some of the world's flashiest supercars, including Ferraris, Bentleys and Lexus. The cars are being seized in a nationwide crackdown on organized crime involving narcotic smuggling and international money laundering. Murat Aslan is with the Foundation for Political, Economic and Social Research, an Ankara think tank. He says Turkey's unique geography makes it an ideal center for international crime.
Turkey is in between the continents. So once you want to transfer a commodity which is illegal, it may be a drug, human or etc., doesn't matter, you must have a stop here in Turkey. And in this sense, most criminal gangs in Europe or the United States or South America, well, they have a linkage to the ones here in Turkey. And that's why the police started operations, especially focusing on the ones who has a warrant, arrest warrant by Interpol. It's a process, and Turkey is currently in the middle.
Turkey's Interior Ministry is releasing videos of the arrests with heavily armed police breaking down doors in the middle of the night. Vast quantities of cash and guns are recovered at luxury addresses, usually associated with Istanbul's high society. Among those arrested are some of the world's most wanted criminals from Europe, Asia and the United States. Most are connected to the illicit drugs trade, with Turkey being a hub for importing and exporting to Europe. Last week, Turkish police, cooperating with their Spanish and French counterparts, broke up a Europe-Central American drug cartel, resulting in dozens of arrests. Attila Yeşilada is a Turkey analyst for Global Source Partners.
Both according to Interpol and Turkish Narcotics Department of the Police, Turkey has become a transshipment hub for Europe and the Middle East. There's huge amounts of money floating around here. And finally, I mean, look at our wealth amnesty. Bring cash, bring diamonds, we don't really care. Just check it at the border or deposit into a bank and we'll never ask questions. This never ask questions part is, of course, completely in violation of the spirit of the global anti-money laundering legislation.
593 operasyonda 4303 şüpheli gözaltına alındı.
Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya, at a recent press conference on the crackdown, announced that over 1,000 arrests, including 50 people wanted by Interpol, have been made this year, along with over $3 billion in seized assets. Yerlikaya says he's committed to ending Turkey's reputation as a haven for drug kingpins.
31'i yerel olmak üzere
38 mafia type organized crime gangs, 7 of which were international and 31 of which were local, were broken up. Dear members of the press, we consider drugs as a global disaster in the Turkish century. Our main goal in the fight against drugs is to ensure that Turkey becomes an inaccessible and prohibited zone for drugs. We consider drug crime as equivalent to terrorism.
Uyuşturucu suçunu terörle eşdeğer görüyoruz.
The crackdown follows international anti-money laundering organization, the Financial Action Task Force, or FATF, putting Turkey on its grey list of countries failing to combat global money laundering. Turkey's crackdown on organized crime, along with the tightening of its financial controls, are part of efforts to remove itself from the grey list and escape its damaging economic impact, says Yeşilada for Global Source Partners.
Put it this way, if we remain on the FATF grey list, again, from the top of my head, say 20% of the institutions which would otherwise be interested in investing into Turkey probably won't be able to do so because of compliance fears. It is going to be a significant concern when these extensive due diligence work is undertaken whether to make a particular investment in Turkey.
The Turkish government sees increasing international investment as key to solving Turkey's economic woes, which means the raids on wanted international crime figures seem set to continue, along with the confiscation of their financial assets. For the Istanbul police, the supply of fancy cars looks set to continue. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.